The light has come. It would be hard to imagine that there could be anyone in Canada, particularly in this town of Simcoe, who doesn't know at least something about Christmas. But imagine with me for a moment that there is such a person that does exist, and you happen to run into them just before the Christmas season begins. Maybe they are from a foreign country where there are no Christmas decorations, and therefore they have no idea what all this excitement is about. Maybe they have lived in isolation their whole lives and have never been exposed to the sights and the sounds of the holidays. This imaginary person must feel they have stepped into some strange dream. Everything is so different from what we normally see. People seem to be in such a hurry, heavily laden with bulging shopping bags. They go around, they see a multitude of multicolored lights everywhere they look, hanging from every nook and cranny throughout the town. They may have also noticed that everyone seems abnormally cheerful, and people seem to greet each other with a smile. Children are very excited. They line up for hours to sit on some red flannel-clad portly gentleman in the mall. The music played at shopping centers and on the radio has changed from what it usually is, and everyone is urged to get out to the merchants to get that perfect gift. In their hearts, this person we have thought of must wonder, what in the world is all of this about? What's going on here? What would you tell them? Where would you start? Would you talk about the decorated Christmas trees? Or would you begin talking about the tradition of exchanging gifts? Maybe you would want to tackle the story of Santa Claus and his amazing reindeer. Well, hopefully at some point you might want to share something about the true meaning of Christmas and the birth of Jesus. But again, I ask the question, where do you start? One way to express the true meaning of Christmas is to share that Christmas is a celebration of light coming into the world. It is so obvious a starting point with so many visible expressions of light being used at this Christmas time. There are electric lights on Christmas trees, on houses, on every street corner. You know, when I was a kid, maybe lots of families still do this, one of our family excursions was to pile into the car and go for a drive at night to see the beautiful lights. And actually, I grew up in Brantford. Guess where we used to come just about every Christmas season? That's right. We'd come to Simcoe to see that amazing, incredible panorama of lights. It is our annual display that takes up the whole park, and it winds its way throughout town, and I think it's spilling now over into lots of town or lots of houses in the area. Other signs of light are the candles that people enjoy burning at this time of year that are also an integral part of our worship, like our Advent wreath, and of course, look at all this, our extravaganza of candles here. There's also the lights that seem to be a twinkle in people's eyes during the season. Have you noticed it? We especially see it in the eyes of children as they anticipate Christmas morning, and in the eyes of the adults as they remember those Christmas past. The biblical Christmas story is also filled with all kinds of references to light. The story begins with the angel Gabriel coming to Mary. And usually when angels appear in the Bible, we're told that they are surrounded by light. They are dazzling in appearance. Later in the story, we read that Jesus was born in Bethlehem and shepherds were out in the field minding their flocks. And first one angel and then a multitude of angels came and this bright light filled the sky. Boy, that must have been something to see. Because they're told the shepherds were watching their flocks by night, and they would have been just astounded. They would have been terrified, perhaps. Maybe these shepherds had sat by a fire before. Maybe they had torches, but they'd never seen anything like this before. Then, of course, we have the story of Matthew, of the star appearing, which guided the Magi to come and see Jesus. Do you see now the beautiful theme of light running throughout the Bible? The first commandment of God in the scriptures is what? Let there be light. God later spoke to Moses from a burning bush, commanded Moses to go to Egypt and set his people free. When the Israelites were in the wilderness, God made his presence known through a pillar of fire. God seems to love light, because he told Isaiah the prophet to prophesy these words: the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. In Isaiah 60 verse 1, we read this: arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. At Christmas, then, we celebrate the coming of light into the world, just as it was prophesied by Isaiah the prophet. In our scripture passage from John, we read, in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The baby whose birth we celebrate this evening came to bring us all into the light. Jesus came to light a world that is filled with darkness. Christmas also reminds us that there's a light that shines in each one of us. This light always burns brighter at Christmas, I think. We are called to be children of light and to let our light shine. This baby we celebrate today grew up and later would teach us these words: you are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. As we celebrate this Christmas day, we are once again reminded that the light has come. Jesus has come to you, and Jesus has come to me. Jesus has come to bring light to a world that is full of darkness. This light shines in all our hearts, and it dispels the darkness in our own lives. We may take this light. We can share it. And always remember that the darkness shall never overcome his light. So I commend you during this Christmas season, even this evening, let these twinkling lights be a reminder that Christmas is a celebration of the fact that light has come into this dark world. Amen.